hunting, especially from the late 40s, early 50s, became a very important part of the Lanai lifestyle. In that time, the then territory of Hawaii took over and was responsible for the game management program on the island. So with that, they started importing different game birds, like the Rio Grande turkey. And in about the mid-50s or so, mouflon sheep were introduced. And in this photograph, it's probably one of the very early hunts of mouflon sheep. And just a few permits were issued. I think the first hunt was about 1961 or 62. So I think this photograph was about that time. And probably about 20 tags per year were issued in the first few years of the hunt. And it was very controlled, and the animals had to be a certain size. The one on the right is probably the minimum size, half curl ram. The one on the left is about three quarter curl, a very, very nice ram. So this is a very early hunt, and this is it's the Oshiro family and the Morita families. Yeah, I think that's, I recognize two Moritas and two Oshiros in there. Yeah, this checking station where the hunters would come and sign up and get their permits, and when they're done hunting, report their take, was located at Ko'ele, where the Ko'ele Hotel is now. It's right in the front driveway of the hotel area. And that area was quite a, on hunting days, was quite a scene of activity, as everyone would be gathered there waiting for the hunters to come back in and check out what they bagged for the day. So a lot of kids would be in the trees playing and climbing in the trees and just waiting for the hunters to come back in.